get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 10 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Corrigan. And of course, once again, here's my lovely, lovely wife, the incomparable Miss Anne Marie.
Hi.
Well, we are actually here at Epcot. I know, it's amazing. We're not at Universal or anything like that. We're here at Epcot.
Can we go back to Sir Henry's?
Hopefully you guys enjoyed Sir Henry's. But what are we here for at Epcot, Anne Marie?
The fireworks show that I already forgot the name of.
It's Luminous. I know, it's a very forgettable name. Luminous, the Symphony of Us. So this replaced Harmonious, which then replaced Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Actually, Harmonious replaced Epcot Forever. Epcot Forever replaced.
Yeah, so it went Illuminations, Epcot Forever, Harmonious, Epcot Forever, and then Luminous. So, here we are.
You know, what's the funny thing is that was all in a 3.5 year period? Something like that?
Yeah, that's about right.
Like, Illuminations was for 25 years.
20 years.
Just saying.
So, yeah. So, we are here at, I guess, World Showcase Plaza. We were in between the two gift shops, which I've been coming to for 20 years now. It's going to be interesting because right now there's a stage up on the additional viewing area. And I guess we're going to come back later, but we're going to film and record at least the show from here as it stands right now. I haven't really watched anything online about this.
It just debuted a couple days ago?
Debuted on December 5th. It is now December 9th. So it'll be a few days when you're listening to this that this has been recorded. But yeah, it came out on Walt's 122nd birthday.
There's quite a line when we were walking back here to the statue.
The statue she's referring to is Dreamer's Point, and you have Walt the Dreamer on the stairs. They just on the 5th, they took down the entire walls for the redevelopment of what was the Fountain of Nations, the event Innoventions Plaza.
It was such a blessing to be able to walk straight back here for the first time in 4 years.
If you hadn't visited the park, for all you listeners that haven't visited the park in maybe about 4 or 5 years, it was a maze of walls, i.e. Disney California Adventure during the Wall-O-Rama. That was a lot of walls during that whole time from 1.0 to 2.0.
It was just so annoying to have to navigate all the little side areas to get back here. It felt like it took 10 times longer. I know it didn't, but it felt like it did because you had to navigate so many little side areas to get back to World Showcase. We just started parking over at Studios and taking the Skyliner over.
Absolutely. It was technically a lot easier. But yeah, I'll tell you what, so obviously it's nighttime when we're doing this, recording this. It's very pretty at night. There was a touch and go, I think a couple of days ago where, those pillars of light were all white because I guess it's, as you saw, it's really dark when they're colored.
Yes.
But I guess it was brief and they switched it back. But what's really cool is the colored lights on the floor are back.
That was cool.
they all sync up to the shows on Spaceship Earth. So all those lights, they all sync up all the way down. So if you really wanted some great video, we're going to probably do a lot of those. If you stand over in the new area, face towards Spaceship Earth, you can get some really great views of the lights kind of matching with that.
I'm glad that's one thing that stuck around from the 50th with the shows on Spaceship Earth. It, like, that was probably the highlight of the 50th, honestly. Like, it's the only thing that was really, really well done, and I'm glad it stuck around. I'm glad they didn't get rid of it, because, I mean, it would have been silly to take down all those lights or just keep them up there and not use them. Like, it was, once the infrastructure was there, why not continue to do it?
Unlike the Sorcerer hat that stuck around from Walt Disney's 100th birthday.
But that was stupid.
So anyway, sit back and relax and enjoy Luminous, the Symphony of Us, here at Epcot.
Good evening. Tonight, we invite you to join us for Luminous, the Symphony of Us. Due to lower light levels during the show, we ask that you please watch your step and be sure to take small children by the hand. Tonight's performance of Luminous, the Symphony of Us, will begin in just a few minutes. In the great symphony of us.
When we are born, we come into this world a raw noise. Cradled in tenderness, we tune ourselves to the world around us. Come stop your crying, it'll be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. 可以呼唤我到你的身边, je serai là avec toi. Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, you'll shine to the the accompaniment drops out, and we experience great loss. We find that the melodies we cherish are gone. And for a moment, we are playing alone.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. And when she was happy, so was I. When she liquid them, when somebody loved me, we meant everything was beautiful. Every hour together is within my heart. The sun.
But we are never truly alone. Sing out so others can hear you. The music we make echoes back at us in chorus. In concert. In symphony. Thank you.
It's all a part. remember me. Though I have to say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Travel far, remember me. Each time you reset your time, know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again, remember me. Recuérdame.
All right, so that was Luminous, the Symphony of Us. Not good, but not bad. It was I kind of give it an okay. The fireworks were definitely really cool. I give this show a plus because the barges are not out there all the time.
Also, well, it was better than Harmonious, but it didn't have far to go to be better than Harmonious.
I won't disagree that. I got a hair in my mouth. The music of Harmonious was really amazing. Where the end of Illuminations kind of gives you goosebumps. Neither of these shows so far have been able to pull that off.
So here are my thoughts. This show doesn't know what it wants to be. It's trying to be Illuminations and have that, like, this is about the world and the planet and we're all together and this, that, and the other thing. But it's also trying to be World of Color. And it's just, it doesn't really stick either landing.
I'll have to kind of agree with you. It's trying too hard to interject Disney movies into the show. And it's like, it's trying to like teeter on that Epcot-ish fireworks show, like Illuminations or even the previous shows back in the early 80s up and through the 90s.
Like the narration and all that is trying to be reflections of Earth. Like it's trying, but it's not succeeding. And then like you have the World of Color aspects with the fountain and everything. And I don't know if it's like trying to be like half World of Color, half Fountain of Nations that they took away. You know, like it's trying to be a lot. And it's just kind of mid altogether.
The music is okay. Nothing to really write home about.
I did like how the Disney songs were not like the outright songs.
Like from the movies.
Yeah, like they were just kind of renditions of the songs.
Like I was expecting like the Friend of Me from like 95 and it wasn't.
Yeah, like it was, at least they did that. At least it wasn't the straight up song.
Yeah.
It was at least like a rendition of the song, which I guess is a little better.
I did like the inclusion, and this was obviously not used during Harmonious. I did like the inclusion of the lights back on the countries again. I don't know if you noticed the beginning of the show, and I had read about this on Twitter. The welcome in each countries is in each language. The last one that you actually hear is Walt Disney's welcome from the opening dedication of Disneyland. It's kind of hard to hear because of all the fireworks and like there's two of them that are really close by and it kind of drowns it out. But if you listen really carefully, you can kind of like make it out. But the fact of like, even in the middle of the show, that heartbeat and you have the countries lighting up and then dimming back down, I thought that was a good touch. Overall, it's a decent show.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, 6. I put it maybe about 7.5. It's better than Harmonious, better than like Enchantment,
Epcot Forever.
The only reason I deduct points from Epcot Forever is because the inclusion of like that a whole new world.
You loved Epcot Forever literally until that point. Like I saw your face just drop when that happened.
I was like, what is this?
Because you were so excited with all the old music that I didn't know. And then, like, you were just so excited. And then you heard that and you're like.
No. I would have included so many different other songs besides that one. But, well, you know, I'm not in charge of entertainment.
That was a movie tie-in because that's when the movie came out.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I think of Epcot, I think of Aladdin. Unless you're talking about Morocco, which it's not even the country that it takes place in, is it?
No.
No.
Does it take place in a real country?
No, exactly. It's like a mixture of...
It takes place in Agrabah, which is a Middle Eastern country, but it's not like Iran or Iraq or Morocco. And yeah. Morocco's not even in the Middle East.
It's no, it's not. It's
Africa.
It's in Africa on like the northwest part of Africa. Anyway, next time you're over at Epcot, I'd say swing by, check it out. It's really cool. primarily try not to view it at World Showcase Plaza like we did because the Christmas decorations are up. But I presume that other areas around World Showcase are just as well. And we'll be back here, at least I'll be back here come the new year once all these Christmas decorations are gone and shooted and be able to find my wide-angle lens that I was not able to find and then find it after the show. Anyway, don't forget, you can visit us at cfses.com. You can find other links to our other stuff, other socials. You can email the show. You can email about the site. If there's a comment that you want to leave, you're more than welcome to. You can follow us on X at Central FLSAS, same as well as Blue Sky. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on our YouTube channel.
Don't forget to subscribe and smash that bell for alerts.
We just posted our Space 220 restaurant review. I know we haven't really talked about it on here, but we did that, which was a lot of fun. So you'll get to see that whole full experience. We also last week got to go all the way over to Plant City and check out Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas, a really kind of like twisted version of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
So if you want to look at John's face for 30 minutes.
Apparently, so one lovely comment, did not like looking at my face for 30 minutes. I'm so sorry to that one person. But it was a lot of fun. It's on some select nights until the 17th. So, yeah, we put a link on that on our last week's show. But until then, until next week, wherever we end up, say goodbye, Emery.
Goodbye, Emery.
And for myself here at Epcot, so long and have a magical week, everybody.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.